With the guidance of the Holy Spirit, this morning we discuss the topic, Open the Book of Life. Let's turn to Revelation chapter 20, verse 11. Revelation 20, verses 11 through 15. Revelation 20, verses 11 through 15. Then I saw a great white throne and him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works, by the things which were written in the books. Verse 13. The sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them. And they were judged, each one according to his works. Verse 14. Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Here the writer talks about judgment in the last days. These are the visions seen by the Apostle John while he was in prison on the island of Patmos on the coast of Greece. God revealed such a remarkable and wonderful vision to him. He saw a great white throne, and he found the dead, small and great, standing before God, and the books were opened. But there was another book, and that book which was opened was the book of life. And the names of the dead were in the book, and they were judged according to their works, and by the things which were written in the books. Verse 13 says, the sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them. And they were judged, each one according to his works. Here we see that the sea gave up the dead, and death and Hades delivered up the dead. And they were judged, each one according to his works. Then we see in verse 14 that death and Hades was cast into the fire, which is the second death. Now verse 15 is the scary verse. Anyone whose name was not found in the book of life will be cast into the lake of fire. Let me repeat that. Anyone whose name was not found in the book of life will be cast into the lake of fire. So today, let us study about this book of life and a few of the items of importance so that we may have a better understanding of this book. First, we see that the book of life was opened. Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians, New Testament. 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4, verses 16 through 17. 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4, verses 16 through 17. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Verse 17. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Here it says that when Jesus comes again, he will descend from heaven with a shout, and the voice of the archangel with the trumpet of God. Jesus will descend unto the earth again, and those who have Jesus Christ and have died will be resurrected, and those who are alive will be caught up together with him into the clouds to be with the Lord, to meet the Lord in the air, and after that we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, when he comes again, that is the time when the book of life will be opened and we will be judged. So why does the book have to be opened? Let us turn to Romans chapter 2. New Testament, Romans chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. Romans chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. But in accordance with your hardness and your impenitent heart, you are treasuring up for yourself wrath in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God. Verse 6. Who will render to each one according to his deeds. Verse 7, eternal life to those who by patient continuance in doing good seek for glory, honor, and immortality. But to those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish on every soul of man who does evil, of the Jew first and also of the Greek. But glory, honor, and peace to everyone who works what is good, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Verse 11, for there is no partiality with God. The righteous man will be judged according to his righteousness, and everyone will be judged according to his works. Therefore, their judgment will be carried out according to the writing in the book of life. Those who have performed good deeds in the name of Christ shall receive the glory and good reward from the Lord and the promise of eternal life. The Lord will give them eternal life. Therefore, in Romans 2, verse 8, it reads, for those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, instead obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath will be their reward. Now let us turn to Matthew chapter 12. Matthew 12, verse 36 and 37. But I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. Verse 37. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. In these two verses, it is really quite clear. In the judgment day, every idle word that people have spoken before, each word will be given out and given account of. Therefore, it says, Jesus will judge us according to our words, and our righteousness will be judged according to our words on the judgment day. And let's turn to the Old Testament, the last book in the Old Testament, Malachi, just before Matthew. Malachi, chapter 3. Verse 16. Malachi chapter 3, verse 16. Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord listened and heard them. So a book of remembrance was written before him for those who fear the Lord and who meditate on his name. Here it describes that those who fear the Lord were talking to each other, and God listened to their conversation. We read here that there is a book of remembrance. What was in that book? That book contained the names of those who feared the Lord and meditated on his names. And these people's names were written in that book. In the book of Psalms, you can find that those who love God's word and meditate on God's word day and night, they think about his words day and night, they will be blessed. They will be like a tree planted by the river, will bear fruit by the season and be full. God will remember him, and his name will be written in the book of life. For those who worship him and fear God, his name will be written in the book of life. And the second category of those who will have their names written in the book of life will be those who labor for the Lord. Let us turn back to the New Testament again in Philippians. Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. Verses 2 and 3. Philippians chapter 4, verses 2 and 3. I implore Euodia and I implore Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord. Verse 3. And I urge you also, true companion, help these women who labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life. Now let us read verse 17. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that abounds to your account. Not that I seek the gift, but the fruit that belongs to your account. What we should seek is the fruit that we labor for will be credited to our account. Our account is the one we have in the book of life. Whatever you have labored for will be accounted for in the book of life. Therefore, it should be really clear to us, whoever labors for the Lord, their labor will not go in vain. Their name will be written in the book of life. Third, the ones who are saved will be in the book of life according to the scripture. While Jesus was being crucified on the cross, there were two criminals. One of them mocked the Lord while the other rebuked the other criminal. The one criminal rebuked the other criminal and said to the Lord Jesus, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom." And the Lord Jesus said to him, "Surely you will be with me this day in paradise." Now we can believe that criminal was saved and received by the Lord into his paradise. The ones who repent of their sins and recognize the Lord Jesus as their Savior and are washed in his blood in the name of Jesus Christ will be saved and will have his name written in the book of life. Also the one who has a sorrowful heart. Let us turn to the Old Testament, the scroll of Psalms. Psalms 56, verse 8. Psalm 56, verse 8. "You number my wanderings, put my tears into your bottle. Are they not in your book?" Here it describes how David pleaded to God, and he asked God to wipe away his tears, to put them in a bottle, and write them in God's book. Just like in the Old Testament, Hannah. Hannah cried and pleaded in the presence of the Lord, asking God to let her bear a child. Her plea touched God, and he really wiped away her tears. That means he removed her from her suffering. He gave her a child, and she named him Samuel. She received blessings upon blessings and had a wonderful and joyous life. Therefore, we can understand that with the one with a sorrowful, repentant, contrite heart, that God will not look away from those people. Their names will be written in the book of life. Next, let us talk about those whose names will be erased from the book of life. To have something erased means that it must have been there in the first place. What could people do that would cause God to remove their names from the book of life? Due to their own deeds. Whoever does unrighteousness and departs or strays from the Lord and stirs up the anger of God. The Israelites departed from Egypt and came to the foothills of Mount Sinai. And God called Moses to come up to the mountain. And at that time, the Lord was ready to issue the Ten Commandments. It was God's will to have Moses to take those tablets to the people and to have them abide by them. However, Moses had been gone for a long time and the people were restless and they could not bear with the situation. Therefore, they asked Aaron to make a golden calf for them to worship. And when Moses came down, he saw what they had done and he was really angry. He rebuked them and he said, "You have sinned against God." On the second day, Moses prayed for the people and asked God to forgive them for what they had done. How did God answer him? Let's take a look in the Old Testament, in Exodus. Second book in the Old Testament, Exodus chapter 32. Exodus 32, verses 33. Verse 33. Exodus 32, verse 33. "And the Lord said to Moses, 'Whoever has sinned against me, I will blot him out of my book.'" The Lord said to Moses, "Whoever has sinned against me, I will blot him out of my book." It's quite clear that whoever sins against the Lord will have his name removed from the book of life. We are responsible for our own deeds, our own actions. Although Moses prayed to the Lord and asked him to forgive the Israelites, however, the Lord said that everyone should be responsible for his own deeds. And those who sin against the Lord will have his name blotted out from the book of life. The second group will be those who will be removed is those who worship Satan. Let's turn to Revelation 13. Revelation 13. Verses 1 through 8. "Then I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rising up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns. And on his horns 10 crowns, and on his heads a blasphemous name." Verse 2. "Now the beast which I saw was like a leopard, and his feet were like the feet of a bear, his mouth like the mouth of a lion. The dragon gave him his power, his throne, and great authority." Verse 3. "And I saw one of his heads as if it had been mortally wounded, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world marveled and followed the beast." Verse 4. So they worshiped the dragon who gave authority to the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, Who is like the beast? Who is able to make war with him? Verse 5. And he was given a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies, and he was given authority to continue for 42 months. Verse 6. Then he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name, his tabernacle, and those who dwell in heaven. Verse 7. It was granted to him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And authority was given him over every tribe, tongue, and nation. Verse 8. All who dwell on the earth will worship him whose names have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. This is also a vision seen by the elder John. He saw that there was a beast that came up from the sea. He had tremendous power and he blasphemed God and was self-righteous. Blasphemed God and his holy name. He asked the nations, peoples, and races to curse God. Therefore, he is really an evil being. What does that mean? This means that whoever worships Satan and his followers will not have their names in the book of life. God is not compatible with Satan. Jesus and Satan are like oil and water. One brings salvation while the other brings eternal damnation. Anyone who worships Satan will not have their name in the book of life. The third category who will have their name removed is the one who changes God's teachings in the Bible. Revelation 22, verses 18 and 19. For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. Here it clearly records a severe warning from Apostle John that whoever changes the words of the prophecy of this book, then God will take away his part from the book of life. For those people will not receive the holy city and blessings which are promised by the Lord. Peter also reminds us in 2 Peter. Let's turn to 2 Peter. 2 Peter, chapter 1, verses 20 and 21. 2 Peter, chapter 1, verses 20 and 21. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. 21. For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. This is a very important teaching. Knowing this first, that no Scripture is of any private interpretation. Prophecy never came by the word of man, but by the Holy Spirit. Here Peter sternly warns us that the prophecy of Scripture should not be interpreted by our own human will. It is the one who is moved by the Holy Spirit. Also look at 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 15. 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 15. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Here Paul says, be diligent to present yourself approved to God and rightly dividing the word of truth. The Bible records a lot of God's teachings, and we should not add or remove any portion of it, nor should we change it so that our faith will be affected. Now, any impure doctrine that is interpreted according to man's own will makes it contrary to the truth. So for those people who change the word of God, they will not have their names in the book of life. So the next category is, what can we do to ensure that we have our name in the book of life? Since we now know when the book is opened and why people's names will be recorded in the book of life, and we understand the qualifications for those who will have their names in the book and those who will not, what shall we do is obviously to do our best to have our name in the book of life. First, we must believe in Jesus and receive him as our Lord and Savior. How? Through his precious blood, we have the cleansing of our sins and we will receive the promised Holy Spirit. Let us turn to Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Acts 2, start with verse 37. Acts chapter 2, 37 and 38. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? 38. Then Peter said to them, Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Obviously, in order to have our name written by the Lamb, we must obey the teachings and commandments of our Lord Jesus Christ. We must seek after righteousness. Turn to Revelations, back to Revelations 21. Revelations 21, verse 27. Revelations 21, verse 27. But there shall by no means enter it anything that defiles or causes an abomination or a lie, but only those who are written in the Lamb's book of life. Here it clearly states that those who are defiled will not have their names in the book of life. For those who have done wickedness will not enter God's kingdom. Only those who are written in the Lamb's book of life. For here we understand that even though some of us may have great power and succeed in everything we do, it is only through God's blessings. Even we are in that kind of a situation, we should not glorify ourselves. From the teachings in the Bible, we know that Jesus sent out the disciples to preach the gospel. And because of the power of the Lord was with them, they did a great job. And when he sent out the 70, they returned with joy, and he said, Even, Lord, even the demons tremble. Let's turn to Luke chapter 10, verse 20. Luke chapter 10, verse 20. Here we see our Lord does not agree with them. Luke chapter 10, verse 20. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Although the 70 were jubilant because the demons had trembled, Jesus did not agree with them. He reminded them, don't be overjoyed because the demons were subjected to you. Having your name written in heaven's book of life is the most joy that we will ever experience. If we lose everything we have, that is okay. As long as we still have Jesus and our name in his book. We know all of the sufferings of Job. In all of the sufferings of Job, Job did not sin with his lips. He experienced the most severe tribulation. Even his wife asked him to depart from the Lord. However, he still used his lips to praise the Lord. He did not sin against God with his lips. He maintained a joyful heart and he praised the Lord. In order to keep his name in the Lamb's book of life, he truly believed that it was more precious and valuable than even his life. Therefore, you and I should grab such an opportunity while it is still today, to gather the blessings while the gates are still open. When Jesus calls upon you, we should strive to enter the gate of heaven to make sure that our name is recorded in the book of life. Today we study when the book is going to be opened. When Jesus comes the second time and opens the book of life and calls upon us, he will judge each of us according to what is written in the book. Judgment will be carried out according to our own works. Secondly, we discuss the qualifications of those who will have their name written in the book of life. Those who fear and labor for the Lord, those who have been saved, those who sorrow for his Spirit. We also discussed who will not have his name in the book of life. The one who sins against God, the one who worships Satan, and those who change the true gospel. Lastly, we discuss what we should do, that we should do our best to have our name written in the book of life. Grasp the opportunity to receive the Lord Jesus as our Savior by having our sins washed away in his precious blood through baptism, to receive the promised Holy Spirit. Grasp the opportunity to have our name in the book of life. Labor for the Lord. Emphasize on the preaching of the gospel. On judgment day, we will receive blessing or cursing. When the book of life is opened, will our names be found among those who will join the Lord in his heavenly kingdom? Let us pray that it will.